Returning to that story on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning about the legal services watchdog, the Legal Services Regulatory Authority is saying and is criticising the practice of solicitors charging hundreds of euro for the release of wills stored on their premises. We have on the line Canice Walsh, solicitor and with the Kerry Law Society. Canice, good morning and thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today Show. Hope you're well this morning.
Yes, thank you. Sun is shining, so hard not to be well on a day like today.
Absolutely. What is your response to this story? That the Legal Services Regulatory Authority is saying, no, you can't, solicitors can't be charging hundreds of euro for the release of wills that have been stored on their premises.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is you cannot charge a storage fee when if somebody comes to collect the will of a deceased party, you must release it. And I think that has always been the case. A solicitor doesn't hold a lien or a lien over a will on account of unpaid fees or otherwise. I think if you read through the article this morning, the complaint in particular that they seemed to highlight on was a solicitor who had said that he had charged the deceased less than he would ordinarily charge in the expectation that the will would be left with him following the death of the deceased and he would get to act in the administration. And when that didn't happen, then he or she felt entitled to charge for releasing the will to the executor. So that is that's a no-no, obviously. The solicitor's relationship was with the deceased party and with the deceased only. And when the deceased died, then that relationship ended and he wasn't entitled to hold on to the will. I think there is a slight difference between a storage fee and what is called a scrivenery fee. And a scrivenery fee is...
How do you spell that word? Scrivenery? How do you spell
it? Yeah, it sounds archaic. It's S-C-R-I-V-E-N-E-R-Y. Scrivenery fee.
And what's
and that?
That
is just, well, I suppose it's an administration fee, Trasa, in that if you, like, solicitors do hold deeds and documents and they'll often get requests in for the transfer of deeds to another solicitor, the relationship might have broken down, or just, a will or a title deeds could be held in a practice. Solicitor might have died and client wants to establish a relationship, new solicitor, new firm or whatever, so they might look for the title deeds. So in that situation, there's an amount of administration involved in going, getting the documents, scheduling them and releasing them, updating records, etc. So there's an amount of administration involved in that. So you would be entitled to it's a clerical fee, really, you know, because there are staff involved in attending to that work.
So essentially, as you said, they are an administrative or clerical fee.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if I could ask you something else, Canice. You mentioned there about solicitors exercising liens, and the report in the Irish Independent today said that solicitors had no right to exercise a lien on an original will, and lien is L-I-E-N. Yeah. Can you explain what a lien is?
Yeah, a lien is a kind of a, for want of a better word, it's a charge or security, basically. So it's the security that you will be paid for your work done. So if you have a file, if you're acting for somebody in a case and all of a sudden then the client wants to move elsewhere, then in respect of work you have undertaken to date, you do have a lien over the file. You know, it's the security for you being paid. So if the file is transferring across to another solicitor, you have to be paid and you have a lien until you are paid or until you have a commitment from the other solicitor to pay you once the case has ended.
And if you're in a situation about a release of will and you're in that sad situation where you've lost a loved one and you're dealing with wills and you feel that the solicitor is charging you and they're saying it's for a scrivenery or it's for administration and you feel that it's not valid, how do you approach that with the solicitor and what should you do if you don't get any satisfaction?
Well, I think in the first instance, you talk to the solicitor. If you're getting nowhere, maybe have the new solicitor talk to the old solicitor. Most solicitors are very understanding in this situation. If the will is going, it's going, and there is absolutely no point in putting up a fight to hold on to it. You understand the position of the executor or the relative who is in a bad place at the time, and you do everything to make the journey as easy as possible for them, rather than upsetting them by holding on to a will for the sake of a couple of hundred euros.
Now, the Legal Services Regulatory Authority, in its report, it makes this point that it says it's the executor's responsibility to keep beneficiaries informed if there are any complications. If there are complications with the estate, administering the will may take longer, and the executor or personal representative is the person responsible for progressing the administration of a deceased estate, and the solicitor acts on the executor's instructions. It reinforces the importance of the executor's role.
Absolutely. An executor's job is, it is important. An executor can administer a will without a solicitor. If he appoints a solicitor, then the solicitor will handle the administration for him. But he, at the end of the day, is the party ultimately responsible to the beneficiaries of the estate. For example, if there's a property to be sold, it's his responsibility to get the highest price for the property. It's his responsibility to be the go-between the beneficiaries and the solicitor. A solicitor cannot himself, without the authority of the executor, correspond with any of the beneficiaries other than maybe in respect of the benefit going to that particular beneficiary. A solicitor cannot hand out a copy of a will to any of the beneficiaries. He can only tell a beneficiary what is in the will relating to that particular beneficiary. So the executor is the person who liaises between solicitor and beneficiaries.
Now, the report in the Irish Independent reports that where the Legal Services Regulatory Authority has sanctioned solicitors, for example, a solicitor was ordered to pay 1,000 euro in compensation to a former client who was the executor of an estate for failing to send the case file, including the original will, to a new solicitor. And the executor had not been satisfied with the service provided by the solicitor and hired a new solicitor to administer the estate. In that instance, that solicitor was ordered to pay 1,000 euro in compensation to their ex-client. There was another situation where a solicitor was directed to pay 1,000 euro in compensation by the Legal Services Regulatory Authority to an executor for inadequate services in the administration of his late mother's estate. The fines don't seem to be that high if the legal watchdog does find that solicitors' practices haven't come up to scratch. That doesn't seem like a very big fine, 1,000 euro.
Well, I can't comment on individual fines or individual cases. Each case turns on its own facts. The penalty there, the first penalty you read out, was in respect of the failure of the solicitor to hand over the paperwork. It wasn't relating to the conduct of the file itself, the failure to engage with the new solicitor when the new solicitor was applying for the files. I can imagine that followed on after quite an amount of exchanges between all the parties. The second one is a case of shoddy work, perhaps. And, again, I can't comment without, I haven't seen the file. I don't know the level of incompetence or shoddiness that there was there. The Legal Services Regulatory Authority has teeth, and the solicitor's profession is very, very heavily regulated. There's absolutely no doubt about that.
Well, we'll leave it there. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. Canice Walsh of the Kerry Law Society, practicing solicitor here in Tralee. Canice, thank you so much for your time. And I'm just actually on the Legal Services Regulatory Authority. I don't think this is the most up-to-date report from them. And and from September last year, and they said the report showed 841 complaints received and 893 complaints closed in a 6 month period. And legal practitioners were directed by the Legal Services Watchdog, that's the LSRA, the Legal Services Regulatory Authority. They were directed by the watchdog legal practitioners to pay over €73,000 in total to clients in compensation. And the main focus was on conveyancing.